I think we have a generation of people now who don't understand what happened back in the early 80s, especially a lot of young gay people. The importance of that time, I think, is something that we can't forget, because it saw some major shifts in the way that society viewed gay people. And it also brought to the forefront a lot of the homophobia and the hatred that was in society. And it became fairly obvious during the course of reading the play that the injustices that took place were pretty terrible. And I thought about that. I'd seen the movie, which was excellent, always a little bit different to the play, but still very good. And I just thought about, too, the fact that we've just gone through 2 years of COVID, and we saw some of the extreme responses to that. And I think there were extreme responses on both sides, those that, you know, got vaccinated and wore their masks, and those that pretended that the whole thing was just some big fancy hoax. And so I think we saw some of the dangers during that time, during this time. And there were parallels, I thought, too, with what happened back in the early 80s. So I just felt that it was an important play to do. It was something, yeah.
What are some of those parallels that you see?
I think probably the thing that stood out to me the most was the negativity. So back in the 80s, it was the belief that it wasn't a problem, or that nothing needed to be taken, no action needed to be taken, the lack of response from those people that could have really done something really early on. So it was that kind of parallel with the extreme anti-vaxxers and the extremities of people that just thought the whole thing was ridiculous and then began to vilify people that did take it seriously. I think back in the 80s, the vilification also came to those people who were trying, well, it did come to those people who were trying to make a difference. And that was kind of similar to the COVID pandemic. And that, again, those people that were trying to do something and were trying to put measures in place were also vilified. And I think we also have to remember, in both cases, the world was dealing with something that was completely new. And so, of course, mistakes would be made. But the silence that happened around the AIDS epidemic was terrible.
And speaking of this vilification and hatred, it's often said that governments failed to respond effectively to the HIV/AIDS crisis because the disease was mostly affecting gay men, intravenous drug users, immigrants, racial minorities, and so on. There was even a sense that, I think, stemming from homophobia, that people were even getting what they deserved as they became ill with us.
Yes.
Which persists to this day, I think.
Yes.
Why do you think it's important to reflect on, particularly on this history of homophobia?
I think hindsight is a great thing, and we learn from hindsight. But when we forget the history that's gone before, we're you know, pretty common saying we're destined to repeat the same mistakes. And I think that's why something as important as what happened during that time, and when homophobia and outright hatred was exposed at some of the highest levels of authority. And so there's a similarity there, and I don't think we should ever forget that. It's a little bit like being reminded of the Holocaust to me also. You've still got people that deny the Holocaust took place, despite all the evidence to the contrary. And so you can argue with people like that, but I think finally you just need to present the facts. And if they decide to stay in their ignorance, they decide, but it doesn't make you wrong. Something like the normal heart brings, I think, to the forefront the reality that behind the slogans, as good as they are, it was people. It was living and breathing people exactly the same as you and I, who became terribly ill and then died. And I think in any major event that is a cataclysmic thing in society, like COVID was, or like wars, it's very easy at times to forget that behind it all are individuals, people that are living human beings with families. And I think a play like this helps bring that out and show the reality of those individuals. And it's also a tribute to those who fought hard and long. The play details kind of two opposite sides within the gay community to the response to AIDS. Those that said that's terrible and we need to get research going, we need to do this, that and the other thing. And those that said, well, we don't have that, those facts yet, we can't say this, we can't tell people how to live their lives, all those kinds of things. And so we see both factions. But I think we need to honour both sides, because both sides provide balance to each other. And so in doing this play, we are honouring those people that fought. And Larry Kramer was certainly a very controversial figure. He passed away a couple of years ago, but he was outspoken, was prepared to be hated and vilified by his own community too, by the gay community, in order to try and get the word out. And many of the things that he said came true. So in doing this, we're honouring him. And I think it's important to remember all those millions of people who, as we saw in COVID, died.
Actor Nathan Smith, a student at Mount Allison University, also spoke about how playing the lead role affected him personally.
Ned is like a scope of ranges, because Ned, in a lot of scenes, needs to be powerful, right? Ned's the fighter, Ned's the screamer, Ned's the one that, despite everyone else being like, well, we're not entirely sure what's going on, Ned's like, no, that doesn't matter. We have to push back at this hard. We have to do everything we can. Ned's the fighter. But there's a lot of scenes with Ned and his boyfriend, and in those scenes, Ned really shows his vulnerability and lets himself just break sometimes and fall down, and then Felix is the one building him up and kind of keeping him going. So it's this really like interesting dynamic you have going on, with Ned being super strong in these certain scenes, and then in these other scenes he's just so vulnerable and just letting everything go, letting everything out. So it's like two sides of this character that I think is really unique. And I think playing Ned is quite interesting, because of the fact that he is a screamer. He is someone who's loud. He's someone who needs to get his point across. But I mean, when you're a performer, I mean, you can't do everything the same way, right? So I can't be screaming at everyone 24/7. So you have to find these different ways to portray his frustration and his anger without always just yelling at people. So it's really interesting finding and playing off of what the other people are giving me, because if I'm getting a bit heated and they're, well, responding pretty light to it, then, you know, I'll probably calm down a little bit. I'm like, okay, well, I'm obviously not getting through to them this way. Let's have a conversation. And then, I mean, I'll probably get heated again later on, but it's this really, really give and take that we have with the cast. And I think it's quite nice, honestly.
And that was Nathan Smith, an actor with Sackville's Performers Theater Company. He's playing the lead role in The Normal Heart, a play by Larry Kramer. Before that, we heard from director Stephen Puddle, who is also the founder of the Performers Theater Company. The play opens this Saturday and is on until November 12th. Tickets are $20 or $12 for students. For more info, go to performerstheater.com.